Let's begin prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for tonight. We invite you, your presence, to enter into every single heart. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us on a daily basis. For giving us life, sustaining it. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for this family. Thank you for this family that you are leading us, you are guiding us individually and corporately. Thank you that your presence rests here. Year after year, season after season. Thank you so much that you are maturing us, raising us up into solid kids in our identities, that we can understand who we are, we can understand what your kingdom looks like and how to operate on this earth. I just yield to you for tonight. I just yield to you, my King. Release your word over this house. Release your word over this region. Release your word over this state, my King. We are hungry to be in your presence. That's all we want. And I know everything overflows from that. The word says, seek first kingdom. Seek first you. And everything else will fall in its own place. Worship. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you so much for everything that you have done on that cross. Thank you so much for that. Your blood and your cross is living 2,000 years, and it's alive in our lives that we can experience your reality. We can experience your testimony. Thank you so much, my King, that you make us fruitful and we multiply. We give you praise and we give you glory, my King, just by being your sons, just by being in the right place at the right time. Oh, Jesus, 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 my King, I just adore you right now. I adore you right now. All I want is you, and all I want is your presence. All I want is your reality. Thank you so much that your promises are yes and amen. We're going to stand on them. We're going to believe. And we're going to see your kingdom manifest in our lives and all around us. So much that your spirit is a life-giving spirit, and every time we enter into your presence, we get refreshed, we get restored, we get filled with your substance. And our realities and our perspectives is completely different from the world, my God. That we can live in your dimension, that we can live completely influenced by a different spirit. So much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus, for just birthing in this place, my God. Birthing raw hunger and thirst, God. Just genuine hunger and thirst and fire within this generation, my God, within Gen Z's, God. Thank you so much for a fresh new move that you have already released, my God, that we are starting to see. We are starting to see a fresh move in this place, my King. Next generation, what you are prepping for them, my King. I am just so excited. I am so excited to see your supernatural breakout, my King. And they can just enjoy it. They can just enjoy every single minute of their lives by being in your presence, by living godly lives. Every day, being real, being with each other, being filled with your presence. Thank you. display of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much that His blood, like a river, is flowing from generation to generation. His blood is alive. His blood restores. His blood just comes and just restores our consciousness, our relationship with the Father. It restores. It restores. Right now, for just restoring imaginations in this place, in this prayer room, my King. Just thank you so much for restoring imaginations, my God. For restoring hearts and imagination, that your blood is alive. Your blood is alive. Your blood is alive. Perspective in the situations that are in, my King. I just ask that your spirit falls, Papa, that your spirit falls on your kids right now, and they can see every and any situation, any and every year, and even if they're thinking about future, my God, that they would see it through your lens, that they would see it through your lens, my King. They would see it through your heavenly perspective, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my King. That it doesn't matter what is happening in this world, we as body, we can be completely solid in who we are in you. We can completely be solid pursuing you on a daily basis. We can completely just be basking in your glory, in your presence, my King. Oh, I just call on your name, Jesus. I just call on your name, Jesus, in this atmosphere, my King, in the atmosphere of Auburn, Washington. I just call on your name, that your spirit and your presence be released, my King, in every single inch of this city, in every single inch of this region, my King. Let your supernatural, my King, your healing, loving, peaceful presence just break out in the ones that are hungry, in the ones that are needing it right now. Oh, Jesus, we just praise your name. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you glory, we give you honor. We revere you truly. We truly revere you because we love you. We want to be submissive. We want to be completely yielded to your spirit, to your presence in every season. Season and out of season, we want to be with you. We are hungry for what you are doing right now, my King. We don't want to be doing out of our own realms. We don't want to be doing out of our own strength, my King. We just want to be in your glory, moving with your spirit. Step in and step out. Oh, it's all about you, my King. It's all about you. Every Friday, every Sunday, every day of our lives, your name is being high and lifted up, Jesus. Your name is being high and lifted up. Our lives are situated because of what you have done for us. And it's going to be no other way, my King. We just love you. We adore you.
Your cross, I just
Christians, your cross is the answer for this world. Your cross is the answer for every situation and every glitch in us as humans and our souls. And not a misunderstanding in our psychology. The cross is the answer. That cross is the answer. We just completely come before and we bow down and we just glorify your name, Jesus. We just glorify your name, Jesus. It's the basics. It's the basics that carries the power. It's the basics that all of our lives has started and is built on. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus, for making the way, for breaking off the veil, for breaking off my king every stronghold, for breaking off every single lie and illusion, and building our lives on that truth. Building our lives on that cross, building our lives on your eternal truths. Jesus, glory, honor, and power is yours. It's yours. Ora la leia sina la nario super puro como mamaria sana nario sina. It is yours, Holy Spirit. It is yours. so much, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you for your love, your presence in this place. I worship you, my King. I give you glory. I give you honor. I love you above all else. Lord, set my heart right with you. That every motive that I have will be for love for you. Love for me. Thank you, Jesus, for your spirit that abides within me. For your love, my King. Lord, I worship you. I give you glory. I give you honor. But above all, Lord, I give you my love. My life, I am yours, Lord. I pray that every action and every thought, Lord, let it be as worship to you. That no matter where I am or what I do, that it'll glorify you, my King. I love you, I worship you. Your presence is so good, so pleasant, so sweet. All I want is more of you, more of your presence, more of your love, my King. To get to know you on such a level that all I will want is more of you. All I will want is more of your love, and to give you more of my love. To think of you more, my King, let my mind not wander from you. If it does, Lord, I wholly consecrate myself again to you. I wholly give my life to you again and again. Let my mind not wander from you. I love you. I worship you. Oh, beautiful King. Oh, beloved. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your sacrifice. All the bruises. Everything that you've taken off of me and pierced onto that cross. I love you for it. For what you've done, for who you are, everything, Jesus. You are the one I worship, the one that I love, the one that I give everything to. Lord, let my life reflect your love. Make me an example, Jesus. Make me an example of what it's like to love you. Let me love you so much on such a deep level that the deepest part of me will cry out to the deepest part of you in joy and rejoicing, in worship, in honor. My God, let my life reflect the utmost worship towards you. That every action, every step, every thought will be for your glory and for your honor, my King. That it will be in obedience and in worship to you. I love you. I love you, my King. Jesus, teach me how to love on a deeper level. Teach me what it is and what you see is love. Give me a fresh revelation of love. Holy revelation of love. One in which you and I commune one on one. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I glorify you. I love you. Lord,
my heart belongs solely to you. If there is anything inside of it, my King, that is undesirable to you, or you, that you see that needs to be removed, I give you full authority. Take it out, rip it out, cut it out, however you desire, however you please, I give you full right. Because I want to be wholly yours, and for you to be wholly mine. For I love you. I worship you. I glorify you. My King, my beloved. Lord, you are the center of my life. You are what drives me every single day. Lord, I ask for more of your presence in my life. Teach me to be more and more obedient to you and your Spirit. Lord, teach me how to be sensitive to you and your voice. Teach me your love. Give me your eyes, my King. Renew my conscience. Renew my spirit. Fill me every single day with your presence and your love, my King. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I glorify you, my King. I give you all honor, all glory, all my worship, all my heart can muster. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you with every atom and fiber of my being, God. But I want to love you more. I want to desire you more. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you fill me. Fill me to the brim, and then more. Lord, expand my container. Give me a new level of faith, a new level of love, a new level of revelation of you and who you are, my King. I want more of you. Jesus, I love you. I worship you. I glorify you, my King, for who you are and what you've done and what you will do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. I worship you. Every fiber of my being, I worship my King. Let every fiber of me worship the King who sits on the throne forever and ever and ever. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, King. Thank you, my God, for giving me a new heart, for mending it from a heart of stone into a heart of flesh. Lord, thank you so much for the new revelations, for new insights of who you are. Thank you, my King, for what you've done in me, in the people around me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my King. Lord, I worship you. I glorify you. Thank you, my King. you every bit of honor I can muster. Every bit of love, Jesus, that flows from me, let it be directed towards you. Let everything that I do, King, that let it honor you, let it worship, be as worship to you, my King. If I talk to someone, Lord, let them see you. If I think of something, Lord, let it be of you. Let my mind not wander from you. Thank you, my King. Thank you, beloved. I worship you. I glorify your name. Yahweh, my God, I am your son. You are my God. I love you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Thank you for setting my heart right, for revealing every nook, every crack. Lord, thank you for showing me my faults without condemning me, fixing me with love. Thank you, my God. Thank you for what you've done in my life. From taking me from the pits of hell. And dragging me out. I love you, my King. Thank you, my King. Part of me worship every part of you. I love you, King. I love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, let me love on you just a little while longer. Let my heart connect with yours.
Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence in my life, God. I thank you, God, for your presence. I thank you, God, for your spirit, God. Thank you that your spirit is here with us, God. Thank you, God, that there is nothing else going on, God. It is all just you, God. It is all about you, God. God, I pray, God, make my life, God, make my life. I pray, God, that nothing else would be going on but you, God. I thank you, God, so much for all the past seasons, God, and everything that you have done, God. I thank you so much, God, for all that you have done in my life, God. I thank you, God, for every experience, God, that you have brought into my life, God. I thank you for the testimony of Jesus in my life, for every single thing that you have done in my life, God, for the incredible amounts of freedom that you have brought into my life, God. Thank you for the freedom, God, that you have brought me into, God. Freedom that I could not have known otherwise, God. Thank you for your freedom, God. Thank you for your freedom, God. Thank you for the freedom that I found in your spirit, God. Thank you for the freedom that I have found in you, God. Thank you for the love that I found in you, God. Thank you, God, for the love and the acceptance that I found in you, God. Thank you for the love that I found in you, God. Thank you, God, for the joy. The joy. The joy that I found in you, God. But above all, God, thank you for the love. Thank you, God, for the love that I found in you, God. That I found in your heart, God. Thank you so much for your heart, God. Thank you so much for your heart, God. Thank you, God, for releasing your heart, God. For promising your heart. For giving me your heart, God. Thank you for your heart, God. Thank you so much, God, for every experience of God in my life, Lord. Thank you so much for your spirit. Thank you for the presence of your spirit, God, in my life, God. God, I fully owe you my life. I fully owe you my life, God. I have nothing else going on, God. I have nothing else going for me but you, God. I don't need anything else, God. I don't need anything else, God. God, I just want your heart, God. I just want your heart, God. I just want to be close to you, God. God, do it again. God, do it again. God, do it again. God, do it again. Do it again, God. God, what you did for me 6 years ago, God, when I met you, God, when I encountered you, God, when I've experienced your love, God, and I have not been the same since that day, God. I have not been the same, God. You completely changed my life, God. You completely changed me, the person who I am on the inside, God. I am not the same person, God. I don't belong to myself, God. I don't belong to myself, God. You completely and radically changed my life, God. Thank you so much, God. I thank you so much, God, for encountering me, God. And I pray, God, do it again. Do it again, God. Do it again. Papa, I pray, reveal your heart again. Reveal your heart again. Reveal your heart again, God. that it would be completely different than the time before, God, that it would be completely different than the time before, God, that I would once again, God, be changed and never the same, God, that it would be such a radical encounter with you, God, that it would be such a radical encounter with you, God, that I would not be the same, that I would not be the same again, God. That I would not be the same person on the inside, God. Do it again, God. Do it again. God, I just honor you, God. God, I just honor you and I thank you, God, for each and every single person's encounter that they've had with you, God. I just honor what you have done, God. I honor the experiences, God, and the amount of love, God, that we've experienced through you, God. I just honor you and I give you thanks, God. And I pray, God, for just a new encounter with you, God, a new encounter with you, God, a fresh reverence for you, God. I pray, God, give us the fear of God. Give us the fear of the Lord. That we would walk in reverence before you, God, that we would not walk under the fear of man, of what will they think, of what will they do, of what if they will do this, of what. God, I just pray that our focus, that our heart would be full of the fear of the Lord. God, I pray for another encounter, God, an encounter that will just make our heads turn and be in awe of you, God. Be in awe of you once again, God. Be in awe of you, God, of who you are, God. Jesus, you're the treasure of my life. Jesus, you're the treasure of my life. I don't need anything else going on, God. I don't need anything else going on. All I need is you, Jesus. All I need is you, Jesus. I don't need any other life outside of you, Jesus. All I need is you, Jesus. Draw us, God. Draw us into your heart once again, God. Draw us deep into your heart, God. That we would just be so enamored and overtaken, God, with you, God, with who you are, with your heart, God.
Fathers in this place, for truly waking up fathers in this place, of fathers that are going to be to their kids, of fathers that are going to be to this generation, they're going to lay down their lives so the next generation can arise. Thank you for your wisdom, for your understanding that you are just laying on them. Thank you for courage to overstep selfishness. Thank you so much that you are raising up men, true, solid, biblical sons and fathers. that they will see your glory manifest, that they will see your glory flow through them into next generations. Thank you so much, Papa, for uniting generations together as an army, my King, that we can fight the great fight just by being together in unity, learning from one another, my King. Wake up, dads. Wake up these dads, my King. Wake them up. The kids are struggling because they don't have that substance that will say, I love you. That father's voice that will just come and just say, I love you. Embrace them. Just be with them. Hear them out. Not judge them. Not discipline them. But just love them and be with them. Holy Spirit, take these men right now. Just heal their hearts. Heal their hearts from past wounds, from past fears, from just these hardened hearts and hard shells. Just break this off of them. Give them a fresh new revelation and a fresh new perspective of what a father looks like. They can father this generation, my King, into your glory. They can father this generation into health. They can father this generation into your fire, Papa. Raise these men up. Raise these men up, my King. So many women that are crying for this, praying for this, desiring to see when their men are going to chase after Jesus Christ, when they're going to be set on fire for Him, burning for Him with no compromise, burning for Him without stopping, burning for Him no matter what, on a good day, on a bad day, if you fall, if you screw up, you get up, you keep on burning for them, raise them up, my King. Raise these men up. I'm hungry to see. I'm hungry to see the healing that you're gonna bring to these men. The courage, Papa. The courage, Papa. Courage is a choice. Just release, Papa. Release. Release your presence over them and they will fall in love with you. And they will lay down their lives. They will lay down everything that they have, all the resources, all the experience, all of their knowledge, they will lay it down for the next generation, because that's what it's all about. It's not about money, it's not about fame, it's not about building your name, it's about raising up and doing what you are doing, my King. Thank you so much for fathering this generation. Thank you so much for healing this generation, my King. Thank you so much for just releasing your glory. Releasing your glory in the simplicity of how love looks like. In the simplicity of how to be in your presence. How to walk in your presence. Raise up these solid men, my King. Let the past stay in the past. Let the present be full of your glory, passion, and fire, God, in their hearts, in their minds. Papa, let them truly lay down all their fears, all their insecurities, all of their anxieties. Let them lay it down before the cross and pursue you. Pursue you and what your heart's desires look like, my King, for this next generation. I just take that, I receive that, and I release it into this atmosphere, my King. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We can't do it without you, Holy Spirit. We can't do it without you. We can't do solid families without you. We can't be solid without you as individuals. We can't be solid as leaders without you, my King. Only with you. Only with you and only in you. Thank you so much that you're just teaching these dads exactly that. That we don't rely on logic, we don't rely on experience or who we know, we rely on you, Jesus. We rely on your presence every day, that you're going to lead us, that you're going to guide us, that you're going to be our anchor in every situation. You're going to be our anchor in our families. You're going to be our anchor in our churches. You're going to be an anchor. You're going to be that solid foundation that we stand on. Thank you, Jesus, for breakthrough. Thank you so much, my King, that they can lay down their sins, their illusions, their deceptions, my King. They can lay it all down before you, and they can surrender to you completely. Because I know our culture and our communities are going to be so much more different than what we're going to be, or when we're going to have solid men leading us, solid men truly in the front lines, in the front lines fighting the fight, protecting what was meant to be protected, and managing everything that you have gifted and blessed us with, Father. Thank you for aligning every generation, my God. Millennials, Gen Zs, after and before. Thank you so much that we can be strong together. We can walk your kingdom on this earth. We can be naturally supernatural. Whoa, Holy Spirit, just rest on every heart. Oh, thank you for healing our men. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for healing our men. Thank you so much for healing our men, for just giving them revelation of a fatherhood, giving them revelation of what a man, a true man of God, looks like, for just giving them revelations how to be a husband, a loving husband. Thank you so much, Jesus. For restoration and a fresh revelation. For releasing your true image.
Jesus.